From the Alan Brown Studio at Bournemouth University, my name is Toby, and with me here is our guest, Abidemi Abiodun. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
I think I'll just start by saying, once again, I'm the Vice President Community of the Student Union, and I was elected back in 2018, and I've been the Vice President since then, and I've been working with the student to make sure that every student get the best out of their degree here at BU.
Abidemi is here to answer a few questions about his experience and achievements so far, because voting is actually in process by the Bournemouth University students to elect new students' union officers to represent them in the 2020-2021 academic year. We hope the selected few can learn a thing or two from the current and outgoing officers. Thank you for being here today. Okay, so we're going to move on very quickly now to our questions. Can you briefly tell us what being the Vice President Community is all about?
Being the Vice President Community is about effectively representing the students on issues around accommodation, those that live in the student accommodation. And if you do not, in terms of your housing, if you rent with the private landlord and agents, and also being responsible for the sustainability agenda of the student union and volunteering as well. We also put on events and things that make the student experience a great one.
Okay, thank you. So there are currently 5 offices, that is President, Vice President, Activities, VP Education, VP Community, and VP Welfare and Equal Opportunities. Why are there 4 offices up for grabs?
So what we try to do is we try to understand the needs of the student and also to make sure that we effectively represent students in areas and to make sure that these offices are, you know, in line with what the current situation is around the country, and to benchmark ourselves with other student union as well, and also to ensure that everyone is being listened to and everyone is being heard. So that's why we decided to go down to 4. It's not really like anything is changing. It's just the current role of the Vice President Community is now being split into Vice President Opportunities, which is a new role itself. And then there's now going to be a Vice President Welfare and Community. So it's Welfare and Community, then the new role is Student Opportunities. So that just means currently, because I oversee volunteering and sustainability, we feel like a lot of that links to Student Opportunities. So rather than make that into 2 portfolios, we've decided to make it 1 portfolio to encompass everything in terms of opportunities. So volunteering is not going to be under Student Opportunities, and then the Welfare and Community is not going to be 1 portfolio in itself. So that's the reason why we're 5 now, but the current role is now going to be 4 positions.
Okay, fair enough. So the current academic year consists of all Black officers, which I understand will be the very first of its kind at Bournemouth Uni. Yeah. Can you tell us how you feel about that?
I would say, of course, I feel very good about that. It's always good that underrepresented people are actually putting themselves forward and stepping up to take leadership position and feeling like they actually belong here at BU, because there's that need for inclusion, there's that need for diversity, and I think everyone is really positive about the changes that has happened, and to see the improvement and also the engagement from, you know, minority people and things like that. It's always very good to always see that everyone is being included in politics, in change, and also in like leadership positions. So I feel really good about it, and it's a positive thing because it makes the union diverse and also push forward our diversity agenda.
What are the milestones you have achieved as a result of this office that you didn't see coming?
Because you said that I didn't see coming. Apart from the things I said I was going to do, I think for me it would be working with the international students, because that was originally not part of my first year manifesto, but it was something I picked up because I felt the international students needed support, and they needed someone to listen to them, they needed someone to champion the cause, and they needed someone to, you know, take their issues up to the Vice Chancellor, to the university leadership team. So I think that for me would be a very good milestone, because I didn't intend to do that, but I filled in those shoes, I filled in those, you know, spaces, and I've been able to effectively represent international students from different parts of the world. I'm really passionate about the representation, and I'm proud to see how far we've come. Before I was elected, up until now, the international student agenda has been a top priority for the university in those 2 years. So I'm really, really proud about that. So that for me is a very big milestone, and I didn't see it coming as well.
Okay, so I learned that the students' union officers interrupt their studies to work full-time for the year. Can you tell us why that is and the impact it has on their studies?
First of all, I'll start with the impact. It doesn't have any impact on your studies because obviously you're taking a gap year, and the reason you're taking a gap year is because this is a full-time job. So you work 9 to 5, and it's very difficult to work 9 to 5 and also to go to classes as well, because you'll be at meetings, you have, you know, events you're organizing and things like that. So you cannot physically be attending lectures and have deadlines and all of that and still have a full-time job. So I think taking that gap year is necessary. It's everything that you need, and also it doesn't really affect your studies because you go back to your studies after the 1 year, or if you decide to do 2 years, you go back to the studies. But there's a long-term benefit in terms of you graduate with 2 years experience of leading an organization, and I think that's not something every student graduating can say. So it's rather than impacting the studies, is a whole lot of opportunities, and it puts you way ahead of the curve.
Okay. So if there's anything you would like to do differently, if you get a second chance to, and as a form of advice to the next elected officers, what would it be?
I think if I had the chance to do anything differently, maybe speaking up more in my first term, and I think you get that with a lot of first year officers because you're being put into spaces where you're now talking to the university leadership team, you're talking to the vice chancellor, you're talking to the, you know, deputy vice chancellor and the rest of them. So you can get a bit shy and into yourself, especially if it's not something that you've done before. So I think for first year officers, I would say definitely push yourself, go out there, speak up in meetings, regardless of what everyone would say or think, just express yourself a lot more, because I think that changed a lot in my second year. So I started speaking up more. I just got out of my shell and I started talking a lot more and interacting a lot more with people. So I think if I had the opportunity to change that, I'll go back to my first year. I think I'll be more vocal than I was.
Okay, so that is going to be the last question, and the voting will close on the 12th of March and results will be announced on the 13th of March. You can go on to www.subu.org.uk/elections to find out more and to vote. Thank you very much for coming into the Birth Studio to answer our questions.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. And to the candidates, we wish you good luck with the elections.
Good luck to everyone. Thank you.